You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Right, discussing all things travel now, it has been quite a interesting couple of days for the sector. On Friday night, you would remember that the UK turned us down in terms of lifting us from the red list and taking us to the amber list. But we've had some good news coming out of the US, which now says that fully vaccinated South Africans will be able to resume travel to America again as from sometime in November. And this is after the country does plan to ease travel restrictions put in place about 18 months ago or so to prevent the spread of the coronavirus in that country, amongst the biggest, I think the biggest country hit by the pandemic. But we'll speak about what this lifting of the US restrictions does mean for business travel with Chifiwa Chivengwa, the CEO at the Tourism Business Council of South Africa. Chifiwa, thanks so much for your time. I imagine that this announcement must have come with some relief. How important is a US or the US market for business travel in South Africa?
Well, this is a very important market, and thank you for having me. Good evening to you and to your listeners. It's a very important market. If you look at it from tourism point of view and from business point of view, you know, the ties between South Africa and the US are well known. We do receive a substantial number of tourists that come to South Africa from the USA. This is our, you know, third largest market in terms of arrivals, and it does spend a significant amount of money here in South Africa along the value chain. So it's a significant market, and the news that South Africans can now travel to the U.S. is also significant, because when you're dealing with issues of travel, you want these planes that are coming into South Africa to also go back with enough people to sustain, you know, themselves and also to sustain the route. So it's quite important that we have the movement of people between the two countries. We've had United Airlines, you know, flying into South Africa. That shows confidence to the market. We have Delta Airlines showing confidence to the market. And I'm sure South African Tourism, South African Airways soon is going to be looking at, you know, resuming their flights to New York and also to Washington, D.C. These are the routes that are quite important. We want more Americans to come to South Africa to spend and to make sure that, you know, our employees can go back to work.
And do you know when exactly in November things can get back to usual, as it were, in terms of travel?
Well, what's going to happen is that, you know, November, beginning of November, it's a start for South Africans to be able to travel to the U.S. But we need to solve some few things first here at home. Make sure that the embassy here or the consulate generals around South Africa, these are the U.S. consul generals, are able to issue the visas for those that want to issue the visas. There are many people that want to go to, you know, be it road shows in the U.S. or business meetings in the U.S. If the visas can be issued, that goes a long way, because, you know, a lot more people want to travel and they need to go there and market. So beginning of November, it's critical for us that, you know, we begin. But it's going to take some time to pick up. We'll see this with, you know, the airlines starting to add more frequency, especially the likes of United or SAA coming on board. It will show us that, you know, there is more demand that's coming through. And of course, what travel trade, meaning the tour operators, will start to see, you know, their forward, you know, bookings starting to pick up. So we are expecting that, you know, the USA and Canada, you know, will start to give us some numbers that we've been looking for. We'll start to see some recovery starting to come in. And we'll start to put meaning to the recovery strategy that we put together. The same will apply to Germany, Netherlands, and other countries that have opened for South Africa.
I mean, I suppose this may or may not be a question for you in terms of the readiness of our Home Affairs to quickly adapt and ensure that it's a smooth process in allowing such travel to ease and resume as quickly as possible. But have you had any indication that Home or heard anything that Home Affairs is ready?
Well, we do interact with Home Affairs quite often to talk about issues of mutual interest that makes travel smooth. We do hope that these discussions that we're having, everything will be smooth. I think the Home Affairs staff is always there. You know, they should be ready to receive tourists. We should just make sure that, you know, our e-visa system, for those that will require the visas, the e-visa system, it's up and running and it's working smoothly. And also we should make sure that, you know, our consulates in the U.S. and Canada, you know, are able to issue visas to those that want to, that require visas to travel, But we do know that the US citizens, Canadian citizens will require a visa, but there are others that may require a visa to come to South Africa. So it's all hands on deck, and we need to make sure that there's a smooth transition when they arrive at the airports and they're able to do tourism and sustain our livelihoods.
Does it matter which vaccine you used? I remember at one stage there was concerns around discrimination against vaccines and which vaccines Western countries, as it were, would allow to enter into their countries in terms of citizens who had been jabbed. Have you heard any indication that there will be that level of discrimination?
We haven't had indications in terms of that information, but we do know that that's something that we need to know, that there's different types of beliefs in terms of which one is more effective and which one is not. And we do hope that the World Health Organization criteria in terms of approving the vaccine that needs to be used needs to be applied, because otherwise, why do we have the World Health Organization? So those vaccines that have been approved by WHO should be able to be acceptable by any country for those that are traveling in. And if we have a situation that says that certain vaccines, if you're vaccinated with vaccine A, you are not allowed to travel, it will be problematic. It will, render the institution or the multilateral institution that we have, not to be able to be trusted in terms of the decisions that they take. So it's quite important that, we don't get to that. We need to work in solidarity across the globe to make sure that we succeed all together.
And then how big of a blow was the announcement from the UK that South Africa would remain on the red list?
Well, we were not expecting that type of an announcement. We were expecting that there would be relief, and we were expecting that we will start to get our forward book from the UK to look better, and the groups that want to come through, they will start to make the arrangements, and those that want to visit friends and relatives will make arrangements. So it is rather disappointing, the decision that has been made, and that's why we've been saying that we don't believe it's science-based. We believe that, we've done whatever we can do in terms of managing the pandemic, and we should have been open, and we should be open, and it's a matter of time, and that's why we say, the president needs to get involved, talk to the prime minister. Yes, the scientist, needs to get involved, because there has to be a scientific discussion between the two countries, but there has been many reports that have been put together in terms of the beta variant, the delta variant, the effectiveness of vaccines. Let's use the report that has been put together by the very same people to make sure that we arrive at conclusions that are sound.
Mm. Just one last question on the outlook for business travel. I thought that the business industry is now quite used to conferencing and meeting via the Zooms and the Teams and all the other platforms that have enabled business to go on unusually. And I thought that perhaps there wouldn't be that spring up in business demand again. What are you seeing in your books?
Well, we think that, people want to meet face-to-face. Mm. There's nothing that can replace that face-to-face meeting and being able to conclude what you need to conclude. The restriction in terms of, the number of people that can meet, of course, has had a devastating impact to the events industry. We believe that we should be able to do more numbers. We are ready. We've put protocols together, and we should be able to get, higher level of people, higher numbers of people meeting, especially those that are vaccinated, and we should get to that point. There has been devastation from the business side. If you look at the domestic corporate travel, you will see that there isn't much that's happening, including government travel, because people are not, having those meetings. So we've been encouraging, corporates and governments to start traveling, especially here at home. And then we can encourage international, business travel to resume. We can then have events to resume. Sporting events, as an example, they contribute huge to the hospitality, industry and the tourism industry. So we should be able to resume, and we should be able to have people who are vaccinated to go to the stadium and enjoy a game of whatever sport they like.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, and I hope that day comes sooner rather than later, but we'll leave it there. So thanks so much for joining the show, Chipiwa Chivengwa, the CEO of the Tourism Business Council for South Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.